This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. It is glorious winter weather, isn't it? The cold, cold mornings, and then the slowly by midday, you can feel that the day is warming up. Personally, you know, I've become quite the wimp when it comes to colder than usual weather. So at this late stage in my life, I will not be moving to anywhere colder than the desert grassland of southeastern Arizona. Anyway, glorious weather, but I'm sure, and I hope we all agree, it's way too dry, way too dry. We were teased by fall moisture, and folks started talking rather prematurely about spring wildflower displays. That was certainly the kiss of death. Oh my gosh, I was on the most wonderful run the other day, or trot, okay, I trot. But I like it when my trots become something other than duty and you really get lost in your run or your trot, you know, and you may decide to add another half mile or even more. And I was having the greatest time, but I was snapped out of my running reverie by the sound of a small plane and finally saw it off in the distance flying low over a large pasture, swooping low over that land. And then I heard two rapid gunshots, boom, boom. And the plane curved up into the air, turned and swooped low again. Boom, boom, boom. Three rapid gunshots. Twice more, the plane flew low and gunshots rang out. Then the plane flew off to the east. Aerial gunning of coyotes, some sort of preemptive strike or prophylactic killing of Canis latrans. Coyotes may as well have been born with a target on their body, don't you think? I mean, everybody shoots coyotes, varmint callers, hunters, farmers, ranchers, yahoos with guns. And in the case of this aerial gunning that I saw, I think I could make a pretty good guess that it was an agency with the ironic name of Wildlife Services. It is always open season on coyotes with guns, bows and arrows, traps, poisons. And despite that, coyotes are quite resilient. Wildlife biologists have known for decades that coyotes under pressure have larger litters. It's true. So really the coyote, Canis latrans, the barking dog, is here to stay and no doubt will have the last bark. It made me think about other critters that seem adaptable and resilient and those that aren't very adaptable, and or resilient. Peccaries, javelinas have expanded their range and are even quite content to move into town. You know, there goes the neighborhood. And as I was going down this checklist in my mind, I thought about porcupines. When we moved to our home near the banks of the Ohuajolote, porcupines were quite common, so common that local veterinarians had a standard fee for porcupine quill removal on your dog. We could walk along the creek bed and almost always find a porcupine up in an emery oak, eating young, tender branches. Around the base of oaks, you'd find that wonderful oblong pellet that looks a lot like a deer pellet. That was their scat, yeah. And the wonderful tracks. Porcupines have a funny gait. They walk a lot of weight back on the back feet, and their back feet have dimpled pads, and it's a very, very cute track to find. I haven't seen a porcupine in years. Not in years. Not a scat, not a track, not a porcupine. Porcupines are rodents. Their scientific name is Erythizon. Dorsatum. Erythizon is from the Greek, from a couple words. There's mean to irritate, or it could, the first part of the word, erith, mean to rouse and anger. Dorsatum is the back, so this critter's got an angry back. It's talking about the quills, the modified hairs, the hollow and barb-tipped quills that stand up when the animal is threatened. And the muscular tail, by the way, can thump a predator with quills, and all the quills release into that critter, that predator. Ask any dog. Porcupines breed very carefully, and the female has a single, I don't know what you call baby porcupines, little porquette, a single porquette in the spring. Only one, no litter, and one precocious offspring with beautiful sharp incisors that say, I'm going to be a large rodent. So I wonder why I no longer see this magnificent rodent. You know, did it succumb to pressure from humans moving to the grassland? Is it easier to shoot a porcupine than pay a vet bill? I don't know why they're gone. The desert is so diverse and beautiful, but so easily disappears. Yeah, it does. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.